Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story was written by Nuta Yisrael Shurak and published on Chabad.org. It is called A Miracle in Baghdad. It was midday when an elderly traveler entered the Jewish quarter of Baghdad. The marketplace, where merchants from many lands sold their fabrics, spices, and other wares, seemed strangely empty for such a day. He sighted the grandest building in the section and determined that must be the Great Synagogue. He continued his trek towards it until he entered its courtyard and sat down to rest, opening his small sack to take out a few dried figs to refresh his strength. Yet, no sooner had he started his lunch than he became aware of a commotion from within the sanctuary. He peeked inside and beheld a moving spectacle. Hundreds of Jews fervently chanting Tillim amidst tears and sobs. "What has happened?" he asked of the first Jew whose attention he could grasp. Hurriedly and in a voice of desperation, the man told him the story as best as he could. The Sultan had decreed that the Jewish people of Baghdad must produce a leader who could perform miracles as Moses had done. Since Moses was the leader of the Jewish people in Egypt, and he was able to do miracles, the Sultan expected the same from the leader of the Jews of Baghdad. If they would not produce such a miracle maker, the Jews would be expelled from Baghdad. Therefore, all of the Jews were fasting and praying to Hashem for salvation. In his calm and patient disposition, the wise traveler approached yet more Jews until he had finally pieced together the entire story. The Sultan's chief advisor, Mustafa, was a vicious Jew-hater whose mission it was to destroy the Jews, or at least to have them banished from Baghdad. He had convinced the Sultan that the Jews were not only infidels for denying the Prophet Muhammad, but that they were thieves and liars as well, deserving immediate expulsion. At first, the Sultan was hesitant to believe Mustafa. However, the Sultan was told about what had happened when the Jews left Egypt and what Moses did to Pharaoh. He began to worry that perhaps one of the Jewish leaders of Baghdad would attack him with plagues and decided he did not want to take any chances. Therefore, he issued a decree that the Jews had to produce a leader like Moses or leave Baghdad immediately. The wise elderly traveler sat in contemplation for several moments and then approached one of the rabbis at the front of the synagogue and whispered in his ear. Soon, all the leaders of the community were talking quietly. And then suddenly there was a loud clap on the lectern, and one of them spoke. "This man who is visiting our town says that he has a plan. He will travel to the Sultan immediately to try and save us. If he is successful, we will rejoice. However, if he fails, he will tell the Sultan that he acted alone. Meanwhile, we will continue to pray for his success." The man headed for the palace, pounded on the entrance gate, and said, "I am a Jew who can do miracles, and I demand to see the Sultan immediately." Before long, he found himself face to face with the ruler of Baghdad. "So," said the Sultan, "you claim you can do miracles like Moses. What can you do?" Dozens of people, from the baker and the court jester to the royal guards and advisors, stared at the old man with the white beard and piercing eyes. "If you would be so kind," said he, "I will perform a miracle akin to those which Moses himself did. Before your very eyes, I will cut off a man's head with a sword and then put him back together and make him live." The Sultan smiled nervously and glanced around, not knowing what to think or make of the situation. Perhaps the fellow was completely crazy. Or perhaps he was telling the truth. After all, he seemed extremely confident and spoke with such conviction. What if he was telling the truth? If he doubted him, then who knows what kind of wrath would be unleashed on the Sultan and his kingdom? He continued, "There is but one condition. The man whose head I cut off must be truly wise. In fact, he must be the wisest man in the realm. If not, his head will not properly reattach." Intrigued, the Sultan decided he must see for himself if the Jew was telling the truth. He looked around the room until his eyes fell on Mustafa, his chief advisor and the wisest man in the kingdom. Before the Sultan said a word, Mustafa cried out, "No, he is lying! The Jew is an imposter! He can't really cut someone's head off and reattach it!" "That might be true," said the Sultan. "But what if he is telling the truth, and we don't accommodate him? Surely you don't want to put the whole kingdom at risk? After all, were you not the one who had advised me to expel the Jews, lest we be put in danger?" "Bring the sword immediately," cried the Sultan. "Mustafa has volunteered." With that, Mustafa began to tremble and yelled out, "No, I admit it. I was both wrong and very foolish. The Jewish people do not have extraordinary powers." Mustafa ran out of the palace, never to be seen again. The Sultan annulled the decree, thanked the Jew for coming, and said that the Jews were welcome to live in Baghdad as long as they desired. The man returned to the synagogue to share the good news. Immediately, there was unbelievable rejoicing, and a banquet was held in honor of the miracle that Hashem had done for his people. Then, quietly and quickly, the old man slipped out and left the town before anyone could even get his name. Some people say that he was Eliyahu HaNavi. Some say he was a great mystic. Yet others believe that he was just a Jew who simply cared about his fellow Jews as much as he did about himself.